It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The search is on to find a successor to New Hampton Turkey Valley Shared Superintendent Jay Jurens, who has announced he will retire at the end of the 2024-25 school year. Last week, school boards for the two districts voted to contract with Grenmeyer Leader Services to assist with recruiting applicants to replace Jurens. New Hampton School Board President Jay Matthews says officials are also seeking valuable input from community members with an online survey.
Because not only does this give us an idea of the search for the superintendent, but some of the things on there telling us things that the school is doing good, that the school people think it needs to improve on, also helps us as a board get a strategic direction for the future as well. So if there's things that we find through here that are commonalities, you know, that we could use to improve the school for the future for our communities, we want to gather that information as well.
Matthew says a link to the surveys, open through the end of November, is available through each school district's Facebook pages and websites. There's also an opportunity for stakeholders to have an additional say in the superintendent hiring.
So when you complete the survey, at the very end, there will be two emails that pop up, one for New Hampton and one for Turkey Valley. And if you're interested in participating in that community committee, please email one of those two ladies at the end of that survey, and they will put you on the list to be considered.
Matthews says superintendent applications will be accepted through January 5th, with candidate screening starting January 20th, formal interviews starting February 6th, and a final decision shortly thereafter. Jurens has been the shared superintendent with the Turkey Valley School District the past 8 years and New Hampton superintendent a total of 13 years. Jurens said it's time for him to step down and enjoy a new chapter in his life. He also wanted to announce his intentions in September to give the two school districts adequate time to find his replacement. Trial has been delayed until next year for a Mason City man charged with 5 counts of attempted murder in Floyd County. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 30-year-old Evan Stalker after an investigation of shots being fired near a rural residence southeast of Charles City on July 9th. According to criminal complaints, Stalker allegedly called a female victim, threatening to shoot up her car and house. At her residence, Stalker made more threats against the woman and 4 other occupants inside the home and their vehicles. He allegedly fired a gun, but no shots struck the house, vehicles, or any of the subjects inside. Stalker has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of attempted murder, Class B felonies, plus control of a firearm by a prohibited person and first-degree harassment. His trial was scheduled to begin December 9th in Floyd County District Court. However, a continuance was granted recently after the defense said it needed more time to review some 2,200 pages of discovery. The state did not object, and the trial has been reset to January 22, 2025. Stalker remains in the Floyd County Jail with bail set at over $380,000 cash or surety bond. Court records also show Stalker is scheduled for trials on January 9th on charges from 2 separate arrests. On April 23rd, Stalker was accused of sending messages of a sexual nature to a then 12-year-old female in Charles City. On July 25th, he's accused of going to the home of a Nora Springs man that he had previously threatened to shoot and or assault. Stalker allegedly told the victim afterwards, quote, "I pulled in that blank and did donuts and shot my guns off." Stalker has pleaded not guilty to those charges as well. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved some $3.5 million for 9 state recreational trails program projects, with over half of the funding going to projects in north central and northeast Iowa. Among the projects approved, almost $300,000 for the Carlson Park Trail Phases 1A and 1B in Decorah, almost $280,000 to the Grundy County Conservation Board for the Pioneer Trail Rhinebeck Gap, $325,000 to the Clayton County Conservation Board for the Pony Hollow Trail Extension Phase 1, $180,000 to the Hamilton County Conservation Board for the Julesworth Trail Acquisition, and $745,000 for the Iowa River's Edge Trail Resurfacing and Bridge Replacement in Hardin County. It was funding from the Trails program that Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews said helped cover most of the cost for the final segment of the Charlie Western Trail at the corner of 11th and North Grand Avenues.
About a $280,000 project, but 80% of that was provided by the Iowa DOT. They have a transportation alternative fund that they use for trail projects specifically. And so we got about 80% of our trail funded through that, and the city paid them the other 20%. So it was a great way to get that last 5 blocks done.
The city held a ribbon cutting earlier this month to officially dedicate and open the final segment of the trail. The State Recreational Trails Program was created in 1988 with the purpose of developing and maintaining recreational trails and trail-related facilities for both motorized and non-motorized trail users. Within the first week of November, Charles City Police issued at least 4 citations to minors for underage possession of a vaping device and/or vaping products. Among their efforts to curb the illegal activity, CCPD Chief Hugh Anderson says they're working with Charles City High School.
We're trying to find a way that if we can try to do a little more prevention, because right now we feel like all we're doing is catching them after the fact. So we're trying to get to that point where we can do more prevention and try to get the message out there.
Anderson says the tobacco industry makes the battle challenging.
They switched gears and said, hey, we can, you know, we got sued for tobacco. Let's start doing something else. And what do they do with these? They make them very, very attractive for kids. They're grape flavored. They're bubblegum flavored. They're cotton candy flavored.
Anderson adds that vaping is not limited to nicotine-based products.
You know, it's going to be very, very detrimental to them because you're getting such a large rush of that chemical, either whether it be nicotine or whether it be a lot of them that we're catching have actually the marijuana in them. So you're getting a very large portion of that THC coming into your bloodstream rather than smoking traditional tobacco or smoking traditional marijuana.
Anderson says he's in regular contact with Principal Levi Miller in their efforts to keep students from vaping at the high school.
It's so addictive, I think, that they're having a hard time. Man, I don't know if I can leave this at home for 8 hours. You know, I know I'm going to need some throughout the day.
Vape sensors have also been installed in the restrooms at CCHS to crack down on vaping, while staff work with students to make good choices and eliminate vapes. Anderson encourages parents to have those conversations with their children as well. According to the Iowa Department of Revenue, fines and penalties for a person under the age of 21 in possession of or attempting to purchase tobacco, alternative nicotine, or vapor products range from $70 plus 8 hours of community service for the first offense up to $325 plus 16 hours of community service for the third offense. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.